the Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Morning show at East Coast FM. Joe Supple, the Holiday Doc, is here.
And a very good morning to you, Declan.
Good morning to you. Just a question straight in when people heard you were coming on, Joe. Can you ask Joe about this controversy about the car parking in Dublin Airport? It seems to fluctuate. And one person here said it was priced at $130 for their stay. Didn't book on that day because he wasn't sure of, or he or she, it was Sam, but that could be he or she, wasn't sure of the flight back. So I'll leave it for another day. Went back the next day to book. It had gone up by €180. I mean, what the heck is going on? I mean, this is DAA again.
It is, Declan. It's crazy. And I've heard that from so many people. And we've got lots of texts and emails and stuff in about it. And even friends I'm talking to who are trying to book car park and they're saying, jeepers, you know, I booked my flights, I booked my accommodation, and suddenly it's costing me 150, 180 quid to stay in the airport. Well, to park up in the airport. You're not even getting anything for that. It is extremely expensive and it's extremely busy. I mean, as everyone knows, but obviously the airport delays and stuff that was going on there. But another option to look at, just for your listener there, might be, which I used quite a lot pre-COVID, there's a place called the Carlton Hotel, very close to the airport, 5 minutes away, and they do a park and stay over. So in other words, if you're coming from Wicklow, going to the airport, you're on a red eye, great idea. So in other words, you pay the full price, so you pay for your hotel room and you get your 7 days parking at a special rates there. You can check it out, Carlton Dublin Airport, and right, it might be the better option to do.
Yeah, I see that in the explanation that they're saying that the queue park has disappeared.
It's gone.
Hasn't opened up since COVID, and 3,500 spaces there are now gone. And they operate the way the airlines operate, seemingly, on the parking.
Yeah.
If there's nobody looking for parking, it's so cheap.
That's it.
If there's loads of people looking for parking, they will hoosh up the prices so that, you know, they're discouraging people from going in. So it costs you more.
Well, that's it. I suppose they're trying to recoup some money that they would have lost over the last 2 years with COVID and things like that. And even, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, a service I use quite a bit, I think you used it, the dublincoach.ie, the Dundrum to the airport. Very handy service.
Yeah, and Aircoach as well.
And Aircoach is running there as well. But Dublin Coach isn't coming back with the route at the moment. So there you go. So
there's another one coming, and it won't affect people in Wicklow unless they change in town. But it's going to come down through the Port Tunnel, and it's going to go into the Dublin City Centre and out to somewhere like the top of Camden Street or somewhere like that. Just a sort of a Dublin coach or something like that, to get people out, because there's no train service.
I know,
obviously.
We're way behind, Declan, way behind.
You know, and the other one, the 747 bus from Dublin Bus is gone as well.
Gone, I know.
And you either have to park, which is the expensive one we're talking about.
Yeah.
Or else, if you want to drop people out from the autumn, they're going to rip you off with some prices there as well. I mean, they are. I mean, I used to hear Michael O'Leary complain about the DAA this and the that. And I said, sorry, I'll leave them alone. It's a great airport and all that. I don't know. Maybe Michael was right.
Well, you know, like you say, they're trying to get you every way with the few bob, you know, whichever way they can. So,
but for this listener, it's just you have to suck it up, basically.
That's it. Yeah, I'm hearing it from so many people, or else catch a lift with your friend if they're very nice to you, you know. As you know, Declan.
It's based on demand and supply.
Absolutely.
If it's busy, it's going to cost you more.
Yeah.
If it's not, you'll get it cheaper, but
that's it. Or maybe look at the hotel option. You know, if you're on a red-eye flight, it's worth your while. Look, there's a good few hotels in the area, and they've shuttle buses that drop you at the airport. So, you know, it's not too bad.
Now, you went off on your travels.
I did.
You were just back from Tenerife, and we were tripping over the bag here that was left, because Joe was on his way to the airport to head off to Andalusia, to the city of Malaga. So tell us about it.
I will, Declan. Just before that, hot off the press, because, you know, you're always looking for the deals and you're looking for the best prices. I just got a press release in there this morning from Aer Lingus. They've announced their big summer savings, 20% off European flights and baggage as well, which is really good, because you know yourself, checking in the bag costs you quite a little bit of money there as well. So the sale has started. The travel times is from May the 1st to the 31st of August, and the sale is running now until midnight on Tuesday. So if you're thinking about booking, you'll get your 20% off there as well, you know, subject to availability. And as I said, includes the baggage there as well. So Aer Lingus.com if you want to book that. And the other thing is, Declan, which again, to reiterate, Aer Lingus, they still have their Book with Confidence policy, which allows you to change flights as many times as you like, should your plans change. Just giving you that sort of peace of mind when you're booking, which is good to know.
Absolutely, especially in this world, because you're committing to something and then something might happen, then, you know, you're in danger of losing all your money. But not Aer Lingus say you can change it.
Absolutely, you can change it without no problem
okay,
there at all.
You can change it. That doesn't mean a refund on the deal once you commit, but it at least gives you some flexibility.
But you can push it out. Something happens. Yeah. You know, I had a friend last week ready to go. They were just, you know, 24 hours before they were going. Suddenly, close contact, couldn't go, doing the sensible thing. So, in other words, they could change their flights there as well. So, yes, went to Malaga City. What I'm going to recommend to listeners, Declan, is a lot of people just, you know, fly into Malaga, straight down the strip. They go.
I'm saying that, yeah. We're flying into Malaga. All right, and where are you going? Are we going to Estoril?
Hostel Top,
Fungarola, are we going to whatever it is. But they never actually go to
Malaga City, and that's the thing, you know. I went down there, so I decided to maybe turn it into, like, you know, a 2-day city break in Malaga, which would be plenty, and then, you know, jump the train down as far as Fungarola and have your 7 nights down in your resort down there. So again, Aer Lingus are operating 4 daily flights. Really good, actually. The morning service, they have the larger aircraft, and it was completely full going over, you know, and all the flights seem to be really busy there as well. But they have 4 flights daily, so you've got a bit of flexibility there. Dublin to Malaga, fares start there at $49.99 one way, including taxes and charges. There's also 5 flights from Cork as well. It's a really popular destination. Spain is always really popular with Irish. They just love the place. So literally, when you get into Malaga Airport, you just jump in the train, really easy, one stop, and you're at Malaga City. Again, maybe look at the options there. I did an Airbnb when I was down there, but it's an incredible city to walk around. I know you've been there yourself as well. So it's worth putting together maybe a 2-day itinerary for yourself when you get down there. And, you know, Malaga sort of shaken off the reputation as, you know, the gateway to the Costa del Sol. I mean, it's all been revamped and revitalized, and the city now boasts a sleek port, which is amazing. I went to
the port is brilliant, yeah.
Amazing.
Gorgeous, yeah.
I was actually with some friends when I was down there, and I said, I want to go to a rooftop bar because you get to see the city. Now, I know Declan's going to say, but how much did the drinks cost up in the rooftop bar? But actually, you know what? Glass of wine, a cocktail, and a large beer, €12. Not bad.
Oh, good.
For a rooftop bar.
I like value. You pay for what you get. That's no problem.
Absolutely.
But, you know, sometimes it's just a little bit of a rip-off.
Some of them can be a complete rip-off, what I mean? But I really wanted to go up just to get a vision and see exactly where things are. I mean,
paid the extra few quid to do that.
Well, you do. You're not going to do it. Stay for one drink and off you go then, you know, perfect. So I definitely would recommend that. And it was great, actually, sort of seeing the cruise ships back in as well in the Malaga port there. They sort of pull in there. But also walking around sort of the old city. And actually, you know, Malaga is one of the oldest cities in Spain. And it's just like the cobbled streets, the old quarter, great little restaurants. The place was absolutely buzzing with people. It was just great to see everything back to normality, Declan, you know. So I definitely recommend that. Also, there's a really good website there, welovemalaga.com. They do these tapas tours starting around €55, which is great. You walk around, the tour starts around 12 p.m. lunchtime, or they do a dinner one in the evening, and the tour lasts about 3 hours. So basically, they bring you to little eateries, you have your little tapas, your little glasses of vino, you're doing the walking tours, so you're getting to see everything, because the bus tours are really expensive in Malaga City. I checked them out myself and I was like, it was €65 or something for the bus. You feel like €65 for a little bus thing. It's expensive. Walk around. It's a great walking city. Then you're going to jump in the train after your 2 days and head down towards, well, there's loads of destinations, as you know, very, very well know. I went down to Fungarola there and stayed in a lovely hotel. And it's great because, you know, literally you get the train, jump off, straight to your hotel, down to the beach, and Fungarola has some amazing beaches, and still very, very good value as well. You know, but people want to go down there as well. They want to go down and sort of do the Marbella thing, and should I say it? What's the other place? Portobello.
Oh, yes.
Now you're going
to, for people who don't know Portobello.
Yeah.
Tell us about posing at Portobello.
Well, let's just say it's full of huge boats. The bigger the boat.
And big cars.
Yeah, and big, and Rolls Royces and all the sort
and
of
people
things.
Going around about 20 times so that you notice them.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And there's Joe waving out the window.
Looking at them there, yeah. And then the person comes in like a cruise boat, a boat, like, you know, worth maybe 2 million, and then suddenly a 5 million one pulls in and they feel quite inferior. So anyway, it's all a bit of fun to go down there, look at the place, walk around, have a little drink, and like the rooftop bar, get out of there, get to the local places. Again, Marbella is great. You've got Orange Square there, which is full of authentic Spanish restaurants, reasonably priced as well. And then you have, you know, so you're booking in spade places as well, like Benalmádena, which is really, really popular with the Irish. The Sunset Beach Club is actually an Irish-owned hotel there, really popular with the Irish. And then you can go further on down. Estepona is becoming, well, always was really popular with the Irish as well. And you've got some great properties down there. So there's a huge variety of things for people to do. But my big tip is, please book the city break. Okay, if you've got a family of five kids, it might be a little bit tricky. But, you know, if you're heading off and you want to do something, Malaga City, as we both have said, is definitely worth a visit. And again, you can go to some great little side streets there. Fantastic little authentic Spanish restaurants. Have your little tapas, glass of wine. Not expensive, great. And you're also getting a city break. And your son, you're booking in spade.
Yeah. And so you mentioned the train there. You get off the train, you can get a train from Malaga Airport down to, where did you say, Fungarola?
Fungarola is the last stop.
Now, but to go into the city of Malaga, how do you get that from the airport?
Literally, one stop. You just
one stop north.
And go the other way, yeah. So literally, you're just one stop away. And it's, you know, because you sort of, when you're at the airport, if you're driving, because actually when we drove in the second time, and it's literally right beside it, you know, which is quite unusual. The airport is literally almost right beside it. So it takes, yeah, it's very, very quick, and you just get your ticket there as well. And you can get a return ticket. So if you know you've got your 2 days and you're going to be heading back down to Fungarola, because it takes the pain out of it. You know, taxis can be quite expensive as well. So you're better off get the train down to Fungarola and maybe jump a cab from there to where you want to go to. And it does stop off at different, it's a bit like the Dart and the Sun. That's the only way of sort of describing it. But it's a great service. And again, you know, if you're closer, if you're going to Benalmádena, and then you have Tormelinas as well, actually, which is very close to the airport, is another resort that's quite popular with the Irish as well. So
that used to be a what? 1960s, 1970s, 1980s.
Yeah, they've improved it quite a bit now. The last time I was there, because I went myself 20 years ago, and I was like, this is like a concrete jungle. But it's actually, yeah, there's some nice little resorts going in there and fantastic beaches. And of course, just in case people think we're selling Malaga City, Malaga City has beautiful beaches as well. Loads of variety, beaches, the port, everything. So you're not going to be, you know, if you want to go sunbathing, you can still go down the beach and enjoy that as well. So I would definitely recommend, if people are thinking about going down, is definitely doing a little 2 day break there. And as I said, don't forget about the Aer Lingus sale, which is starting now and finishes on Tuesday at midnight.
Okay. Will you be with us again soon?
Declan, I'm going to really bore you now. I'm actually going to a lovely sun destination, which is known, it's called Antalya, and it is known as the Riviera of Turkey. And I'll be talking about that with you very soon, running direct flights down.
Oh, he's getting bored.
Sorry for boring you and the listeners, yeah, I'm sure.
I was wondering what the bag packed outside was. Do you ever get a chance to empty that bag? Just empty it on holidays and come back and throw it in the washing machine, or what do you do?
It's very annoying, actually, Declan. I mean, you got to get home and you've got to, you know, pack up the bits again. I don't even have someone to look after that. I've got to do it all myself. I mean,
oh, poor
life
you,
is
Joe,
very tough, Declan.
All right, yeah. Joe Supple, the Holiday Doc. Thanks, Joe. Thank
Great
you.
Stuff.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.